number one. Two pills lead to a third. Three, four, five, there's a monkey on your back, and now the whole fucking thing is absurd. One pill leads to another one. Two pills lead to a third. Three, four, five, there's a monkey on your back, and now the whole fucking thing is absurd.
Okay, now you gon' see the doctor, I mean go see the DR. He signs that little green card, you take that down to DR. This time when I say DR, I mean Dwayne Reed, the store. Dwayne runs every street corner on the eastern seaboard. He'll get you what you need, get you right, get you lean on. To bring you to your knees, but it ain't nothing you can't sleep on. If you're out in California and you're jonesing even harder, it's a Walgreens on the corner, ain't no police on the corner. They'll get you straightened out, get you loaded, get you sorted, get you up, get you off, bring you down, do it on. See, we don't cop from Avon Park, but from a Savon's on sale. It's easier than buying bar bells at a yard sale. This shit sells itself, it ain't like the shit's a hard sale. Doctors, the pharmacists, the company, they all down. They'll mix it up for you like bartenders do a cocktail. They got the hottest package, they run the largest cartel. Poppin', poppin', poppin',
pills, pills.
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 Six a day,
till your headache goes away,
and your panic goes away,
and you're feeling pretty great.
It's like a mini getaway,
but then that goes away.
So you go back to the clinic, cause the medic's selling it.
Now you're taking 10 a day,
can't feel your face,
self-medicate.
Baby, I'm a bass head.
But you ain't alone, homie, no, but it's ordinary folks on it. Oh, so many more than have a crack of coke, bro. Pro ballers, politicians all swallow whole bottles. Role models won't admit
we all cope with no problems.
English teachers grow mechanically to sing as famous actors. Recently your favorite rappers even seem to become addicts. I know all kind of people that have all kind of dependencies. Crack, age, ecstasy, sensamine, and Hennessy.
But far beyond any of the drugs I just finished mentioning, more I know have died off of shit prescribed medically.
Poppin', poppin', poppin',
pills, pills.
Poppin', poppin', poppin',
pills, pills.
Poppin', poppin', poppin',
pills, pills.
Poppin', poppin',
pills, pills.
Poppin', poppin', poppin',
pills, pills.
Poppin', poppin', poppin',
pills, pills.
It's got Nancy when I ask a simple question. If nature has the answers, what's the deal with all the medicine? I know a guy who was prescribed a cure for his depression. It only made him nuts. He went from one to popping seven an hour. I popped a tab to clear my indigestion. Now I'm coughing up a storm, and that's another new prescription. So now I can't control the runs. I ran into the kitchen to pop a cure to counter that, and now I'm seeing visions. I woke up in the psych ward, but the doctor didn't listen. She said I must have ADD and OCD both mixed in. She shoved a funnel in my mouth and filled it full of Ritalin, then gaffled my insurance court and took a trip to Italy. Insidiously body laying on the table trembling. Is this the end of me? Where is the sympathy? Where's the humanity? This is insanity, my liver's gonna break. And all that I was trying to do was fix a stomach ache.
Poppin', poppin', poppin',
pills, pills.
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 Can I try one?
Yeah.